Thanks for joining us today. My name is Joe. I'm going to be a co-host, the first podcast, the official sponsor of Alexis's feet.
Hello. Goodbye. Hey everyone, welcome to the first podcast. I am the ghost of Alexis with a sinus infection, and I'm here to tell you a tale. What's up, guys?
Hey Alexis, thanks for coming back on the show. For those of you who don't know, my name is Joe. I'm going to be your co-host today. With me, as always, I have Lars.
Hi.
And Alexis was one of the original three co-hosts of the first podcast. So today's going to be a homage to the past.
It's pronounced homage.
Homage. Yeah,
I was trying to say omelet.
What?
Actually, I was trying to say an omelet to the past. I mispronounced
it. That's pronounced omelette-y, so you're kind of wrong on that one, too.
My bad.
He's floundered again.
Yeah.
Now the joke's on me.
Not much has changed. Nothing's changed.
This show has changed considerably since you've been on for a lot of the episodes, by the way.
But not Joe.
Yeah, Joe's kind of still that doofus thing going on, but
More so than ever.
Yeah.
Lars, why don't you elaborate a little bit on the changes that have taken place over the past few months or so?
Well, the moment she stopped recording with us, the show got really good. I was really happy about that. It was actually a complete coincidence, by the way. It's not because she hasn't been recording with us. It's just...
That's what it sounded like.
Yeah. Kind of felt like a shot at me. But I do have to say that I feel like I'm being discriminated against because I did have to take a medical leave because my voice was stolen by a sea witch. Mm-hmm. So, it really wasn't my fault. Yep. But I appreciate the jab, Lars. Thanks.
Well, actually, Alexis, we've moved away from marine-style humor and more towards space-age-style humor. So
that's never been my forte. So
it's pronounced fort.
Oh, that's right. Forty, actually, if you're French.
No, well, I'm not that.
I'm part French.
No. Okay. My voice just cracked. That was lovely.
I didn't notice. And I don't think anyone would have noticed if you didn't draw attention to it.
Yeah, exactly.
So. He needs attention.
It's endearing. You know? It's
right.
Yeah.
No. Okay. So what ended up happening is we originally had this show kind of set up where we would just kind of talk to each other, like me and Joe and Alexis, and it was an interesting way to present it at first, but it kind of just led to nothing. Like the episodes themselves, nothing really happened. We just kind of chatted, and
I disagree.
Originally, it was going to be more of like a sitcom or something like that, where the characters had plots
and
a rom-com.
And
what ended up happening is on the 9th episode, we had our first guest that we interviewed, and we just kind of started shifting towards that over time to the point where we don't really do guestless episodes at all anymore. And
wow,
it's just not really, it's more of a talk show now than really just, I don't even know what I would call the original style. Joe, what would you?
We have, the original style was definitely a rom-com that surrounded you and Alexis. And then the Joe character was going to get its own character arc. But then Alexis left and we did a talk show instead. So.
Yeah, things always tend to get real serious after I leave, Everybody's always leaving everybody better than I found them, It's kind of my thing. So you're welcome, I guess,
Well, I think Alexis is getting some lines ready to snort or something. I don't know what she's doing in the background there.
I think she's eating potato chips.
I was blowing my nose into a paper bag.
Oh,
that was very melodic, if anything.
You're super sick when, like, there's a paper bag near you and you could reach for the tissues somewhere else, but it's like, this one's close.
Dude. It's because my sleeves are, like, basically they could stand up on their own. I've pretty much filled them with snot. They're like rocks. Yeah, so.
Wow.
It's been, don't flick my jacket. It'll shatter into a million pieces of snot.
Never touch Alexis's jackets, ever.
It's a specific jacket. It's a slightly gray.
This isn't a gross out humor show, Alexis. God, that's vile.
Just saying. I'll include
it. I like this better as the poop podcast.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, you win some, you lose some snot,
Oh, gross.
God.
Life's hard. Life is really hard.
Well, moving on from that.
Yes, please move on from that.
Since we've hit 10,000 listens, we have just really been thinking about ways of taking it to the next level, playing around with the idea of maybe having some shirts made. Soon, if you're a fan, you'll be able to get your very own shirt. Maybe some other items. Definitely shirts, though.
Probably a mug.
Maybe a little piece of my jacket.
A mug.
Oh, yeah, we could auction off pieces of Alexis's jacket that maybe don't have the snot on them.
Oh, gosh.
No. The snot is the most valuable part. Don't even try to discredit my snot jacket.
What makes it valuable? Money. What is your thought on that?
It's my biological, I don't know.
I feel like the biological remnants that people would be interested in that situation would not be the snot, though. Like,
we could call it whatever you want.
All your secretions, they probably wouldn't want that.
You don't know. Okay, Lars, if I've learned anything the last couple months, it's been that people are really into some weird stuff. Oh. So.
Can you elaborate a little bit on what you mean by that? That's
okay. So you guys know, like when we started this podcast, you had me on and talking about bad dates, right? Mm-hmm. Well, since some time has passed, I've managed to rack up quite a few more. And one particularly bad one I'd love to talk about if you are open to listening. It's kind of a long story, but I can crop it if you'd like.
Probably not. Let's move on.
Oh, no. Cropping it.
Let's move on. Go ahead. Yeah,
Lars
go ahead.
Is jealous. Just tell Lars doesn't want to hear.
I want more than the Reader's Digest. I want the
what I've been doing since
consumer
the
consumer. I have the Encyclopedia Britannica version. Thank you.
I'll have the Wikipedia myself. .org, not .com.
All right. Well, I'm just going to tell it, and you can cut whatever you want and edit it to make it sound worse or better. But
we're not going
to
cut it at all. We want the know your meme.
Okay. Well, I feel like I'm safe in using the guy's name because he doesn't have any type of social media. So it was a Thursday night. I was dressed to the nine, of course, and I was sitting at this place called Mesa. Have you guys ever been there?
No, but I know what it is.
It's so lame bar in Costa Mesa, but I was frequenting it on Thursday nights, looking for my soulmate, as of course we all are. And I was staring off into space, and this guy kept trying to catch my eye. And I should have known he was, an interesting character when I walked by him and he just reached out and grabbed my hand. Like, you guys know, right? Like, you would never just like reach out and grab someone's hand.
Almost never,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, that
would be right. Threatening.
It felt threatening, but, after two vodka sodas and I was just, like I said, I was looking for love. So I thought maybe this was just my soulmate reaching out to me.
You were just thinking this is something people do sometimes?
Yeah.
When it isn't.
So, of course. It shouldn't be, but looking back, things I've learned. And so he grabbed my hand and we started talking and he was really sweet and funny. And he's like, I'm in investment and I'm like this really, got my stuff together. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's 2:00 in the morning. Do you want to come to an after party with me? And he said, no. He was like, I think you should go home and you should go to bed because you have work tomorrow. And he's like, and I have work tomorrow. And so we parted ways. We got each other's phone numbers and that was that, right? So, of course, what would you think if someone at a bar was like, you should go home? You'd think they're responsible, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would hope, right? So I get home and he texts me like a really nice text like, hey, love to take you out to dinner next week. Like, let me know. Have a great night, Charles. And I was like, wow, this guy's all business.
Charles?
Right? Charles the Third, in fact. You know what? Maybe we should edit that out because what if somebody knows him?
There's many Charles Juniors. Don't worry about that. That's a common name.
Did he put that in his text? The Third?
Charles the Third.
Takes because a special kind of nerd / dweeb to put the Third.
Yeah.
Your full name.
And maybe I'll change his physical description just a little bit, but let's just say he's 6'2", built just like looking like he's been to the gym, tan, blue eyes, blonde hair, but he's got that, that haircut. You know what I'm talking about? Like the alt-right haircut, but like... Some people had it before that, but now that's just the haircut.
It's ruined. It's like having Hitler's haircut now.
Exactly.
So now, basically, you said it was the opposite of that. So we're to presume he was 5'2", morbidly obese, and he had a long hippie hair, is what you're saying.
Well, no, I'm not built. Thing I
the opposite.
Was...
Whatever the opposite of built is. Okay.
Very unbuilt, like a cottage cheese body.
Mm. The only thing I lied about was he.
Okay. Right?
I guess we'll take that bit out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So he follows up with me like 2 or 3 times throughout the weekend. And he says, hey, I'd love to take you to dinner on Wednesday night. And I'm like, oh, that's perfect. Thursday's Thanksgiving. Like, this is perfect. I don't have work on Thursday. So he texts me on Wednesday night and he says, hey, I got us reservations at this really nice place in Long Beach. I'm going to pick you up. And I'm like, what? You can't pick me up. This is insane. Like, I'm mind blown at this point, because what kind of guy makes reservations and will pick you up? Like, this is insanity.
A normal guy?
Yes, you guys.
I feel like that's base level.
Yeah.
See, and that's what's so sad about this story, you guys, is that, like, what I've been subjected to this year has just been nothing of that caliber.
I was going to say, yeah, that's
like,
you deserve better. Like, you deserve somebody who's going to make you a reservation and take you out to a place.
I also just want to say that I feel like people in general deserve that. That's very, that's like the
but especially you, Alexis. You're very deserving of that. It shouldn't be considered something super special. I think for you, Alexis, something super special is like he flew you to the moon. He invented a rocket car for you.
Yeah. Yes, Lady Gaga concert.
Named an invention after you.
You see, these are the new standards. I hope anybody who's listening and wants to date me knows that they have to fly me to the moon now.
If you want to date Alexis, you have to buy her 2 acres of land on Jupiter. I know it's a gaseous planet.
You have to invent a new thing as well. Like the anal protractor or something, or I don't know.
like an anal tape measure or something.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It coils back up inside.
Ooh. Oh my god.
Something like that.
Sorry, Mom.
But it's totally biologically safe. Oh my gosh. That sounds like a tapeworm. I don't know. Anyways. So if it makes me skinny, I'll take it. So anyways, so basically, you know, he shows up at my house, picks me up. I open the front door. This guy has no social media, so I don't even remember what he looks like. Because like I said, I was a little buzzed when I met him. And I open the front door and he's like about to knock at like 8:29. I'm like, I didn't expect to see him there. Like I was just going to open the door to make sure that like my porch was looking like fresh, you know? And I was like, hey. And he's like, hi. And it's like out of a movie. Like I just kind of like sigh. And he's like, wow, like you wore a dress. Like I'm so, oh my gosh, you look beautiful. Like let's go. So I get in his car and you guys, it's like the second I sit down, we are vibing. Like, we are getting along like you wouldn't believe. Like, I've known this guy for years. We get to the place. We sit down. He tells me to order whatever I want, which I'm like, whoa, the last guy I dated, literally, I had to order off the kid's menu and I had to pay for his food because he was so poor and cheap and gross. So
that should have signaled something to the wait staff that you're not really a child if you're paying the bill. I'm surprised that even worked.
Well, yeah, sometimes they like really don't let you order off the kids menu. And I think that's ridiculous because they just want me to spend a bunch of money. Like, I'm only going to eat the kids portion, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways. So after dinner, like he comes and we're in a booth, right? And we're sitting outside and he comes on my side of the booth and he like carefully brushes the hair away from my face. And he's like, Alexis, do you mind if I kiss you? And I'm like, oh my God, you have to kiss me now. I'm like, sure. And so we like kiss really gingerly and sweetly and appropriate for, you know, a restaurant in public. And he pays the whole bill, guys, like, and his card doesn't get declined.
Oh, it doesn't?
And then
I thought for sure, you know.
You're just describing the whole things bill. that people should do on dates, though. Like, that kiss was a little aggressive, and I would not recommend it in most situations, actually.
In the restaurant?
But what if, everything else, I would say, is just like, oh, yeah, you have enough money for the date? Like, that's...
Right.
He took you on a nice date.
That's not... Yeah, this is not abnormal stuff. This is like... This is C+ kind of like it's good that he has.
You
did
should
that, but.
On your next date, Alexis, the next time you're in the situation where he's taking you on a normal date, you should up the ante and be like, "Can you get us the chef's table?" Or like, "Can we sit on the roof and have the wait staff deliver to us up there?" Or like, really push the envelope
in a hot air balloon. Yeah,
yeah. See what you can get. See what you can.
Or ask
make
if
away
you
with.
Can use the same bathroom as the busboys. You know.
Yeah, or ask if you can like personally make sure they wash their hands after they use the restroom by just observing the wait staff's restroom.
I want sure.
These are all really good things for a date. I agree, Joe.
These are great ideas, and we should be definitely putting these down on paper, which I will do.
Put your best foot forward.
That's what I'm saying. So right. So as you guys, I mean, I know you think this is like baseline, but again, this was mind blowing for me. Like I was shook. So we leave and we're walking back to his car and he's like, hey, do you want to like hang out? It's only like 9:30. Do you want to go get a drink somewhere? And I'm like, for sure. He's like, well, let's go. And I'm like, well, how about this? Like, I'm really paranoid about drinking and driving. So let's just get an Uber. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah. And I'm like, but I want to put my jacket in your car. He's like, for sure. So we go to his car. He opens the door and he's like, here, sit in the car for a second. I'm like, okay. And this is the part of the story where I'm not sure if you guys are going to want to include this. So you're going to have to, you know, go from there. But basically, we sit down in the car, and the second I close the door, he's like, close the door. I'm like, okay. He goes, hey, do you want to do drugs?
Just a very editor's note here. Or rather, just a note from me, Lars. Alexis, my dear. When you get to a moment like this, that's where you just get out of the car. Just for future reference, just, if it's that kind of guy, just don't even bother. Just saying, just, we all love you, and we all want you to survive.
And I'm like, what? And I genuinely, because we had been laughing and bantering the whole night, I thought he was kidding. And I was like, what do you mean, drugs? He's like, well, when I was on my way into the date, like, my neighbor gave me some Molly. And I was like, wait, no. And I'm being completely honest with you guys. I've never taken drugs like that before. And not because I'm judgy, but just because I'm terrified of dying. And it's just never been something that's on my to-do list, you know?
I think it's funny that you said not because you're judgy. Like, anyone who's not judgy would obviously be doing Molly all the time.
Yeah.
No, not necessarily, but I don't want anybody to think like I'm on a high horse or like I'm trying because to tell people you, their lifestyle is bad.
Because you politely declined the Molly? Oh, Alexis, well, you know politely.
Alexis, I've knocked you off the high horse enough this episode. It's okay. Like, you're fine.
Well, thank you. So let me have this then.
I personally have been taken down a couple notches by working with Lars.
What notches? And, you were at the bottom of the ladder already, dude.
I don't know.
Up until a few minutes ago, Lars wouldn't even speak to me directly. So
that's, you know, progress.
We're doing better now. Yeah. So, of course, I decline. And I'm a little buzzed at this point.
Wouldn't
which
even
tends
speak
to be...
you directly.
By the way, let's explain to the audience. Okay, just for reference. I was setting up...
It's true. It's completely
no,
true.
No, let me get the context, though. Jeez. Okay.
Yeah. And I'm just in a hoot.
Clearly.
Well, I mean, should we give him context? Because even when I was invited to join this episode, I wasn't even messaged by Lars. I was messaged by Joe and said, Lars wants to know. Lars wants this. Lars says,
oh,
hi.
I thought,
Lars
I thought.
So I couldn't
you,
even
that's
be
how you put it. Joe, I thought you were just handling it. Like it's.
He was handling it for
I
you.
I didn't know that.
You don't want to talk to me, apparently.
You could have started a group chat, Joe.
The breakup was really rough.
Like,
well, I thought there was like a reason you didn't want to talk to her or
no,
something. You were just,
why would
like,
you
were always
that?
Like,
see,
you were always like, Joe, do this. And I was like, can't you talk to her? And you were like, you're the one who started the conversation.
Well,
so I was like, all right.
That is a tradition so far when we've been, you know, talking to guests to have on where we kind of have the one person handle it from start to finish. That was.
Yeah, but Alexis isn't a regular guest. It's someone that we
all
know.
She's an irregular guest. Yes, I agree.
This is true.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, thank you for speaking to me now.
Let me give the context.
Okay. Glad you guys are on speaking terms.
No, yeah, so I was opening up Audacity to start recording the episode, and then I was like, Ed, Joe, can you get Alexis to blah, 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 like, set up something? And then these guys were like, nah, well, you can just talk to Alexis directly and just, you know.
Yeah, Lars just didn't want to talk to me, but you know what? Now we're making headway. The breakup was rough on both of us, but you know, we're getting through it. So.
It's funny. Everyone who listens to those episodes are like, "Wow, they really blurred the line."
Also, like people who didn't listen to those episodes are going to think that we were like a real life couple that broke up. No.
Hey, don't kill the dream. Okay,
don't
let the dream
ruin the mystique, Lars.
Yeah, Lars. Okay, so you guys, I haven't even gotten to the best part of my date. So,
and whose fault is that?
Let's take a giant step back and move forward.
So, reset the scene, right? We're sitting in his car. So,
rewind.
Hi, my name is Carla Shaw. You can stop at 5 or 6 stores or just one. I don't need friends, they disappoint me.
Hi, I'm Todd LaRue.
He keeps pressuring me to take the Molly. And I'm like, no, no, no. Oh my gosh, I can't. And he's like, come on. He hands me this
we
like
should
little...
put in the no scene from Bohemian Rhapsody. Like, no, 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 no.
What?
Basically, except it was more just like, oh, no, no. Like, it was very like, you know, I felt kind of like, and I was kind of just shocked. And also because the date had gone so well, I was just like, no, man, no. Like, please don't. You know, more like pleading with the universe.
Like, oh,
like
no.
Please make it stop.
Oh,
like, please
this
make
is
it
happening.
Stop.
No, that kind of, yeah.
So God, this is the catch.
Oh, I was wrong again, you know.
Here's the catch.
So, exactly. So he hands me the pill and it's like, it's in powder form and it's in a veggie cap. So he tosses it onto his tongue and I toss it right over my shoulder. And so now at this point, I'm lying. So he thinks that I've taken Molly with him and he's on Molly. And I'm just like, this is going to be so weird when it like hits him and it doesn't hit me. And I'm going to have to like mimic what he's doing. Right. So I'm like already plotting this elaborate lie for no reason. I could have just gone home.
You could have just been like, I do Molly all the time and I'm not feeling it. Well, you would have just
wanted to
take
more.
That's
not how that works. From what I hear, it's like, it's one of those things that apparently always hits you.
Oh, see, I don't even know. Well, that would explain what happened next. So we get in the Uber that I called. I'm like, you paid for dinner. I'll call the Uber. So I pay for the Uber. We get to this bar in downtown Long Beach and it's like bumping hip hop music. And I'm like, hey, like, I'll get the first round of drinks since like you got dinner. And he's like, all right.
You had an accent?
No, he's just, well, I don't know. He had kind of like a Newport Beach, like, yeah, bro, like for sure. All right. You know? So we get our drinks and we're outside and I'm sitting down. He's kind of like dancing and I'm like, oh, maybe the Molly's hitting for him. And he's rapping the lyrics to a song that was playing that the lyrics happened to be in reference to someone having a large, what's the correct term? Like penis or like, what's a nicer way we can say this? Like basically the rap song was referencing, you know, being a well-endowed man.
Wait, he was a song is playing on the radio. You're in the Uber now or?
No, so now we're in the
club. Oh, is it that song, My Dick?
No, it was something more like, I got a long dick, da-na-na-na-na-na-na. And like, so he's like, you know, white guy rapping the lyrics, and then he stops, and his eyes just look like he's hit a wall, and he goes, Alexis, I have a small penis, and I don't want you to be disappointed. And I was like,
very straightforward.
And I was like, wait, what? And he's like, I've got a really small penis. I know that you've dated women, so you know that I could still please. And I'm like, wait, whoa, whoa, whoa.
What?
Hold the phone, stop. And I just kind of like shut it down. I was like, just don't. I was like, don't worry about it. Let's just not talk about this anymore. And he's like, all right, all right. So we kind of leave the subject alone.
So then you're like, this is the other catch.
Right. And then I started thinking, well, maybe he's lying. Like maybe it's like astronomical and he's like trying to like, you know, like.
That's a poor strategy for whatever he was trying to achieve.
I don't know what kind of reality we're living in.
Let me get her into bed by telling her how small my penis is.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But maybe he's creating mystery. Anyways, at this point, I'm just like, this date is so weird. Like after this drink, like we're totally going to leave. So the drink ends and he's like, let's go across the street. Like I heard there's this really cool bar upstairs. And I'm like, okay. So we're walking across the street. It's raining. He puts his jacket over my head. He carries me over a puddle. And as we're walking up to the bar, he's like eyeing the bouncers. And he's like, dang, like those guys look really ripped. And I'm like, weird comment, but like maybe the Molly's hitting and he's just starting to appreciate everyone's beauty. Right.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So we get upstairs.
Really giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
So much. Because I can't explain to you guys enough how wonderful dinner was. Like, I mean, it was like, it was so romantic and sweet.
You're like in disbelief.
I've got some analysis on that, which I'll get into after you finish. But go ahead. Keep going.
Okay. I'm looking forward to that because maybe you can help me.
Yeah.
So we get inside this bar and it's like 10:30 at night. So it's not a whole lot of people. It's a Wednesday. And this guy just starts doing these dance moves like Saturday Night Fever. Like he is out of control. And I'm just kind of watching him like, what the heck is going on? And he does this like spin move and he smacks this girl's drink right out of her hand. It shatters all over the floor. And her boyfriend immediately goes up to him. He's like, what the hell, bro? Like they start yelling at him. So I'm like, hey, don't worry about it. But dude, like we'll get you a new drink. So I walk with him over to the bar and I'm like, oh my God, you're going to get us beat up. Like, you know, buy this guy a new drink. And he's like, listen, Alexis, I have to tell you something. And I'm like, oh my God,
oh, what? Geez,
like
what,
your balls
what
are small. Like, and he's like, I spent all my money on dinner and I don't have any more money. Like, do you mind paying for the drinks and Ubers the rest of the night?
Oh boy.
I'm like, well, first of all, I already bought us a round and I already paid for the last Uber. So I was like, okay, like what else was I going to say? Because we've got this guy breathing down our neck now, standing there waiting for us to buy his girlfriend a new drink. So I have to buy her a drink and me and him.
Or just don't buy any more drinks for you two. Like, or maybe buy you yourself one, but don't buy him a drink.
Or just an Uber home.
Or just leave and don't buy anyone a drink.
None of that crossed my mind at all. Like I was just like, there's a gun to my head and I've got to buy this girl a
what?
Drink.
There's a gun. Wait, there's a gun to your
no,
head?
No.
A metaphorical gun, Joe.
One. Yeah. Joe, we're in Long Beach, but let's not start stereotyping, okay?
I was like, did I miss something? Well, you're the one who said it.
Yeah, know, she used a metaphor there. Yeah.
And that's what I was confirming.
Yeah. Thank you for confirming because that could have been easily misconstrued.
Not really.
Yeah. Well, you know, for the elaborate minds, you never know. So anyway, so I buy the drinks, I pay the tab, and he goes to the bathroom, and I'm like kind of waiting by the bathroom because now I'm thinking like, I should probably go home. Like, this is a pretty big deal. And he pops his head out of the men's restroom and he asks me, he's like, hey, I'm like, what? What's up? And he's like, what does he want? You know, he's like, do you want some Coke? And I'm like, what?
The same guy?
Yes. And I'm like, no, I don't. And he's like, well, there's a guy. Do you have 10 bucks? And I'm like, no. And he's like, well, there's a guy in here. He said he would sell us a couple bumps. Like, might sober me up a little bit, but all right, that's cool. And so he comes out of the bathroom and I finish my drink and he's like, do you want to leave? And I'm like, yeah. So I'm thinking like, all right, you know, take him back to his car and I'll go home. Right. And he's like, kind of like nodding and like, obviously the guy's wasted. And he's like, I really like, can we just go back to your house and like, we can just like hang out for a little bit and then like, I'll go back to my car. And I'm like, all right. Like, I just felt like I don't want him to drive drunk. Like he's got a Jaguar. I don't know. You know, I was just trying to be nice.
Oh, he has a Jaguar. Outside,
a really nice car. And not that that matters, but like, I didn't want him to crash it.
That's why he couldn't pay for anything beyond dinner.
I mean, it's an interesting detail. What kind of car was it? Like a 2-seater convertible?
It's a Jaguar, dude.
There's lots of different, there's like Jaguar SUVs.
It was like a brand new 2019. It was a 2-door, all white, all leather, like pristine condition, clean as ever, like smelled like a new car.
Probably like a $60,000, $70,000 car if it was brand new.
Right. But why can't he pay for dinner?
What do you think? Maybe he borrowed it for the date to make it look impressive?
I mean,
like it's not really his.
Pulled a Ty Lopez. Yeah.
Well, who knows at this point, right? Because at this point in the date, like, I don't even know what's going on anymore. So we get an Uber. Our Uber driver ends up being a heavy Trump supporter who happens to also be Middle Eastern. So he's ranting to us about how great Trump is. This guy's telling me, I didn't even vote, so I don't really care. And I'm like, ew. Oh,
wait,
my gosh.
Who's talking about Trump?
The Uber driver. That's our Middle Eastern Uber driver.
And he just randomly brought it up himself.
So you get in the car and he's just like, by the way, I love Trump.
So let's talk about the thing I talk about. This is my Uber experience for you. Yeah. It's the Trump Uber experience. Here you go. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't understand why he would say something like that. People are just
literally
weird.
We were having like our own private conversation about like the guy who was going to beat him up. He goes, excuse me, like, do you guys like Donald Trump? And we were both like, and I was like, absolutely not. And at the same time, Charles goes, I don't really care. And I look at him like, huh? And he goes, what? I didn't even vote. So I don't know. And then this guy just launches into this whole pro Trump freaking monologue, and I'm just sitting there with my mouth on the floor like, how is this even happening? It's like pouring rain. We're getting on the 605 towards my house and I'm just like, what happened to my life? Like, what's going on? You know,
by the way, beyond the 605, what are the further directions to your house? Can
don't
you
say it? So you go 2.3 miles.
Don't act like you've never been to my house, Laura.
I have.
You know. So anyways, go on.
No, So just to put in some 2 cents here, that would be an automatic like 1-star rating for me, just because it's not appropriate. That's really weird for like an Uber driver to be doing that. It's like if you go to the doctor and he starts like complaining about Obama or something, it's just not appropriate to the scene.
It was so inappropriate. And I totally gave him 1 star and I wrote bad conversation on the comment.
Yeah, I mean...
So, yeah, so we get, it was just so uncomfortable, but whatever, what can I do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we get back to my house and I'm like, let's just sit on the patio so he doesn't get any ideas and doesn't try to get fresh. It's pouring rain, by the way, but we're underneath like a little covering and he's like, do you want to do a tarot card reading on me? And I was like, sure, yeah, I'll do that. We could pass the time. It's like 11 o'clock. So
Lars, what are you
like
typing? Can you mute yourself if you're going to do that?
Don't interrupt her, dude. That was rude.
What are you typing a novel? Are you writing down the directions to my house? What's going on?
Both.
I just wanted to call out Lars. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's okay. It was a good time to do it.
So distracting.
I know. I
couldn't even pay attention.
So he asked me like, hey, do you want to give me a tarot card reading? And I said, sure. So I pull out my cards. And this is the part of the story where Lars is probably going to roll his eyes because he doesn't believe in this stuff. But I'm telling you guys, I'm flipping this guy's cards over and I'm like, oh my gosh, your mom is coming through these cards so hard. She passed away, right? And he's like, yeah, she passed away 4 years ago. And this woman starts telling me everything about his life. Like I'm telling him his whole, and he just starts bawling. Okay. So he's bawling, crying. And he's like, how do you know this stuff? Like, oh my God. And I'm like, your mom is here. Like, she's like sharing this information with me. And he gets up to go to the restroom and he takes his cup of water with him because he's supposed to be sobering up. And my bathroom lines up to my patio. And mind you, there's a ton of noise pollution because it's pouring rain. Okay. And the bathroom window is closed. And all I hear is this guy having the most violent diarrhea ever. Like, just destroying my bathroom. Just like you would, like, multiple flushes, just like everything. And I'm just sitting there. And when I do these readings, I get, like, not catatonic, but I get really focused. And it was just like, what the? Like, I couldn't, it was so hardcore. So he proceeded to get up four more times. Excuse me. And uses the restroom and blows it up and then comes back. And finally, on his last like bathroom trip, he sits down. He's like rubbing his legs like, dinner was crazy, right? I'm just like,
was it?
Apparently for you, it was, right?
He had something he shouldn't have had.
I think it was probably the bone marrow or maybe the grits. I don't know. But he ate something very oily and apparently really upset stomach. So at this point, now that he's settled, his mom starts hitting me with the big guns where she brings up the fact that she brings forward two children, and one is like a 5-year-old boy and one is like a genderless being. And I'm like, okay, so one of these is an abortion. He's like, yeah. And I'm like, the other one is a 5-year-old kid that you don't have custody of. And he's like, I just terminated my parental rights like a week ago. And so basically now I'm finding out that he's a deadbeat dad. Oh, and he's out on $50,000 bail because of a robbery case. But he tells me it wasn't his fault. He didn't rob anybody. He just touched somebody in the grocery store. And then his DNA got on a robbery scene. And at this point, I'm like, oh, my God. And he's hysterically crying, being like, Mom, like, stop telling her this stuff. I found out some crazy stuff, you guys. So he doesn't lie to me. He cops to everything. And I'm just like, you know what? This might be a good place to stop because I think we should like send you home now. And so I look at my clock and it's like 1:30 in the morning because somehow all this time has passed. And we're walking into my house to like, you know, say goodbye. And I realize that he's plastered drunk now at this point. Now I look on my counter. And so every time he was going to the restroom, he was filling his cup up with vodka. So he was emptying his bowels and then filling up his cup and drinking straight vodka. So mine without my permission. So now he's just wasted. So I can't in good faith send this guy home now because he's going to kill somebody out on the road. So I'm like, okay, you're obviously drunk. He's like, I'm sorry. It was just the stress and my stomach was really bothering me. And I'm like, oh, I didn't notice. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, well, I guess you can sleep in my guest room. So I go in there, and usually when you open a door to a bedroom, like, you know, you open, it opens left, and then on the right, there's a light switch. Well, in my house, because it was built by invalids, you close the door and you have to walk around to get to the light switch. So he follows me in and I close the door, and I think he thought that I was trying to get fresh. So he starts trying to kiss me, and I'm like, wait, whoa, let me find the lights. I'm like, now all of a sudden the light switch has just disappeared into the wall, and like I hear all the shuffling, and then I flip on the light switch, and I turn around, and this guy is completely naked.
Oh, like,
he has taken off all of his clothes, except for his very tight whitey tighties, which only came to reaffirm his initial comment of, you know, the size of his genitals. And I was just like, listen, man, like, I think that this night has just gone really astray, and I think you should just go to bed. And he starts crying. He's like, I love you. I want to marry you. You're the most amazing person I've ever met in my life. I've never seen anyone more beautiful than you. And he's going on and on and on, and I'm just kind of ushering him into bed, and I put the covers on him, and I'm like, okay, good night. And he's like, please just stay with me until I fall asleep. And I'm like, okay. So I, you know, I'm folding his clothes because they're right all over the floor. And you'll never guess what falls out of his pocket. Oh, rental car keys. And I just pick them up and I'm like,
boom,
it's a rental. And he's like, I don't have a car. Like, times have been really rough. And I'm like, oh. So, and then that also made sense because if you're out on bail and you're
pending felony, can I make a prediction?
Please.
He's homeless.
You know, surprisingly, that was actually the last guy that I dated was homeless.
Oh.
But no, this one apparently has a home in Newport Beach.
Right.
So
he just can't, he's living with his parents or something? Because obviously he's not making a lot of money.
He's living with like 5 roommates or something.
Yeah.
Which throughout the night he kept saying, oh, my roommate, blah, 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 my roommate. And I said, well, how many roommates do you have? Because I thought you said you lived in a 2-bedroom. And he was like, yeah, yeah, we all kind of just like take turns on like the couch and the bed. And I was like, oh, my God.
It's quite the arrangement. They're all sharing beds.
Very strange. So basically in the morning,
that's a dude sharing bed.
Mm-hmm, in the morning, I get him in an Uber. I send him on his way, only to realize that the only nice jacket that I own, I left in his car.
Oh.
So, of course, he has to bring the jacket to me at work. And he bangs through my front door at the salon. And he goes, does Alexis work here? And I'm like, oh, I'm right here. And he's like, I brought you some kombucha. Here's your jacket. Let's hang out again.
Kombucha? He brought you kombucha?
Yeah, because apparently he's like a very healthy person who does a lot of drugs.
Oh, so, that's good.
Which, by the way, I don't know. I think that's like a thing in Orange County. Like these people who are like gluten-free, but like they do a bunch of crack and stuff. It's so strange.
Well, crack is gluten-free.
I've heard about that. It is. It is.
To be fair.
They do sell it at Whole Foods now in California.
And I'm guessing like this is like you only went on a few more dates with them afterwards, right?
No. So you guys would be proud of me. That was my one and only date. But
except for the second follow up.
No, saw you at work. Well, yeah, except for the follow up. And I had just gotten done telling my client the story. So she was looking at him and she was just dying. She was like, oh, my God, this guy is exactly what I thought he was. And so he leaves. A couple days later, he texts me and he says, hey, I just want to let you know that your reading changed my life. I've been sober for 10 days. Like, thank you so much. Da 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 da. Whatever. Right. But then last week, this guy calls me, right? 1 o'clock in the morning. And I answer and I'm like, hello, this is Alexis. And he goes, hey, Alexis, it's me. Chilling downtown. It's my birthday. Want to see what you're doing. Give me a call back. And I realize he's so wasted that he thinks he's leaving me a voicemail. And so I just quietly hung up the phone and I haven't heard much from him since. But yeah, that was my most recent tragic date story.
Yeesh.
That's pretty pretty captivating, I've got to say.
Right?
So it was a dinner where he was decent to you. And then he turned out to be like the worst guy ever. Is kind of the summary there.
Yeah. But I kind of feel like, I just feel like he's like this poor idiot who just like made a bunch of really bad decisions. And like now he's just kind of screwed, which is of course the, you know, the believer in me that everybody is a good person. But yeah, what a letdown, right? And I didn't even meet him online. Like I met him in real life. So that really doesn't give me much hope.
It's a good start, but. Bad everything else, it seems.
Bad everything else.
Man, I feel like I'm just kind of exhausted from that. That was quite a tale.
I know. And it's like, how do you really come back from that story?
I want to hear more. Do you have like a short story? Like a second worst date or something that's not as long?
I mean, so right after that, I was held hostage at a bar, but I don't know if I could really tell that story on a podcast.
Is it still being investigated?
No, it just involves some like, people that I probably don't want to oust on a podcast. But yeah, I was held hostage. I managed to escape after this man pulled me into the women's restroom because I said, I have to go to the bathroom. And I actually asked a girlfriend to help me as he was dragging me away. And she told me no, because she was like not a very nice girl, but she was like, no, figure it out yourself. And I was like, can't you just alert the security guard that's literally right behind you? And she was like, this isn't my problem. And then
what?
I was like, yeah. And I was like, I have to go to the bathroom. Like, can you please just let me go to the bathroom? He's like, yeah, I'll let you go to the bathroom. I'm going to go with you. And then everybody in the girl's bathroom was like, oh my God, get him out of here. And I was able to like break the handcuff thing that he had with his hands. And I like rolled under some Chinese doors.
Wait,
and, like,
handcuff thing? Like he was just holding your hands?
So he was a very large man and he had very big hands and he had both of my wrists in one of his hands and I could not break free.
And these girls basically kicked him out of the bathroom once you were inside.
Yeah, the bathroom attendant was like, you can't be in here, you're a man. And he was like, I'm watching her. And then boom, like.
What did they say once he said that? Like, what do you mean you're watching her? Like, is it?
Literally, that was like right in the middle of the shuffle when I was breaking free and I was able to run away.
So they could tell that you were struggling.
But not, you know, it was just a bunch of, you know, it was like 1:30 in the morning. None of these girls cared. They were just like, who is this person cutting us in line? You know, humanity. Oh. Yeah, it was a bummer.
Wow.
But yeah.
Society sucks.
Mm-hmm. Generally. So, yeah.
So it seems like
not that long ago either.
The radar that you had back in the day when you were doing the Alexis episodes where you just had this magnetism for just like the deplorables of society. It seems like that magnetism has exponentially grown since then.
You have no idea. But you know what? Honestly, at midnight on New Year's Eve, I changed my life. And I've really been cutting everyone out, and I've been back to sitting at home and laying low and chilling. So, you know, we're hoping for a better year. I'm not going to date anybody this year. So that's going to be helpful, I think. I hope.
Have you held true to that promise?
What day is it today? Yes, I have. No, I haven't. Oh, crap. I'm on a date on like New Year's Day. But like,
so the day after you made the resolution, you just broke it.
Wait, the resolution that you weren't going to date anyone?
Yes, but like, okay. I'm not going to like date anyone. Like, I'll go on dates. Like, people can buy me food and I can, you know, have nice conversations, but I'm not going to exclusively date. Yeah, I'm just going to get as many strange people in rotation as possible. So, yeah.
That's all. That's good. That's healthy.
Seems fair.
That's good.
What am I supposed to do, you know?
I don't know. I'm not really the person to ask. I'm just
I mean, you could work on fine tuning that radar for
maybe. Like, I would say focus on, like, when you first meet somebody, try to gain as much information, like as much intel about them, like at first glance as you can. And if you seem really attracted to them, maybe it's not a good fit.
If you seem really attracted to someone, just run.
Yeah. And that's exactly what I'd said. Like, if I ever sit in a car with someone and feel like I've known them for years, time I look back and I've said that, I've been like, actually, that person ended up being a complete psychopath. So I have to be really uncomfortable on the first date to know that they're probably decent, basically, is what I've deduced from past experiences.
Or like, if they have the signs of, like, not the way they make you feel, but if they seem intellectually like a good person, like they've got like, I don't know, a bunch of degrees or something, and they seem super smart, or like they've
five
accomplished
or six degrees. That's
five
probably a bad sign.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a bad sign or a good sign?
No, that'd be bad. You know, that's why would that be a bad sign? I'm just saying, like, you find
someone
who's either
that's
super
five
smart
or six and, degrees, that'd be suspicious. Like,
no, I'm
why
saying
do you have so
like,
many of them?
What are you doing with all of
I'm
those?
I'm saying if you meet somebody and they seem really intelligent, let's say. That's
okay.
Then
what, you know, that guy went out with on New Year's Day. He just graduated law school, but he kind of ended up being kind of a dope. And I found out that he makes trap music, and that just really made me question everything.
Ah.
But it wasn't bad. He spent like $500 on sushi and he had a Range Rover, so it was fine.
Well,
yeah.
What kind of sushi did you get?
We went to this place in LA called Katsuya. It was okay. He ordered like one of everything, so it was like, I think he was showing off.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. But yeah, so
he ordered
Joe,
one
you're
of
still,
everything?
Pretty much. Like, he literally was just like, this, and I was just like, we have to eat all of this. This is so expensive, you know?
I feel like you might consider, for another date, just like having someone take you to the park where there's no facade or anything and just like having a conversation or something.
Yeah, but then what if that's like the park is where they live and, you know, I don't know.
Then you'll
like,
find that out like earlier, which is good. you'll be able to diagnose that quickly.
True.
You should do a lightning round dating. Like, do they still do that like they did in the 90s? And then
yeah, so I did that the other day.
What? No way. All right.
Those still exist.
They have speed dating in Costa Mesa. If you just go online, any singles out there who are looking for a real weird time, you can just go on and look it up and you can sign up. It's like $20 and they just give you speed dates and you just run through them.
All right. So,
Joe, are you signing up for that or?
No, but I'm.
You guys trying to add a third to your relationship? That seemed like a couple people there were looking
the
for that.
The third is
it was
Randy.
Kind of bizarre. Yeah.
Randy!
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, this guy again.
Randy's been a reoccurring part of the show.
Randy is kind of an old meme at this point on the show.
Never gone away.
Well, yeah, I mean, he kind of disappeared for what, like 50 episodes, but
I'd say like he made an appearance like every 25 episodes.
There's a lot of gags that I've been kind of holding back from doing in this episode because I feel like Alexis won't like. Well, I'll talk to you directly that I feel like you won't understand Alexis. Like,
yeah, I mean, you never know. I'm pretty good at faking it, so
yeah.
Like, were you there for the eras of the rewind gag or the? The answer is if your life depended on it or...
No, that was way later. That was recent.
I did listen to some of them, though, so I might catch some of your references just by being a listener.
Oh, okay.
So do you know the ones where, like, Joe is super successful and the star of the show?
Oh,
that's the thing now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Joe's the good host, and Lars is the doofus. Actually,
that was the most patronizing. Oh yeah, Joe.
Joe. We really believe in you over here.
Oh yeah, keep talking. Yeah. I like this.
This is the only time Joe ever gets compliments.
Sarcastically, I'll take what I can get.
Hey, you know what? That's my dating motto. So yeah.
Well, maybe that's the problem right there. maybe be a little more scrutinizing.
A little more exclusive this year.
You're just like,
the car's a rental,
I'll continue to
see, but I didn't know. He even let me compliment. I was like, wow, this is a really nice car. He's like, thanks. Yeah, I like it a lot. And then he changed the subject. So, yeah. And that's probably why it was so clean and nice, because it was a rental. So
I feel like just a quick, do you own this car? Is not necessarily like, at this point, you might want to consider doing that. Like,
you need to assume the worst.
I asked the next guy I went on a date with, I said, is this a rental? Because I went on a date a couple weeks ago with this guy. He said it was his car, but it wasn't. And he just looked at me like I was an idiot. And I was like, well, you know, it never hurts to ask.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I feel like for a lot of other people, I wouldn't say you need to ask these things, but
I've had some unique circumstances, so.
Yeah. Joe, can you stop like fiddling with the desk or something? Yeah.
This coming from the angry typer. Okay. Don't be
the angry typer.
Yeah, don't be yelling at Joe when you're over there pounding away on your keyboard.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, can you be a little quieter?
By the way, Alexis, I sent a message to you directly.
When?
On Discord.
Oh, is that what you were angrily typing?
Yeah.
A hate message? Let me see. No, not a hate
message.
you're bullying me?
No.
Cyberbullying me? Let's see. How do I look at these things? I don't want to break it. Hold on. What? Wait, was it a private? Oh, okay. I can see it now. But yeah, well, that was a really nice message, Joe or Lars. I still have strong feelings for you, if that's really what you meant by that. But anyways, Joe, when's the last time that you cried?
Hold on.
Joe, answer the question.
Hold on one second. So do you really want to know, or are you asking this because Lars asked you to?
No, Lars just sent me a love message on Discord. Oh, yeah? That was kind of weird.
Don't worry about that, Joe.
Can you read it? Or
it said...
No, it contains things that I think need to stay between us, babe.
I don't know. I think Alexis was comfortable reading it. So, and it's sort of in the public domain if she chooses to read it. So
it's if not you're in okay the public that, domain. That's not how legality works, Joe.
Yeah, Joe.
Public domain is a copyright issue.
I feel like you're kind of trying to avoid the question, which is fine, but I thought we were all really close here.
Joe,
let us know.
When was the last time you cried?
Are you asking or is Alexis asking?
We're both asking you, Joe. Just answer.
All right. I just so you know, Alexis, I know what's going on. I know Lars sent you a message asking you to ask me that.
Shit.
I know I'm right because you just said shit. Like, he figured it out.
No, she was like,
this is no new.
No,
she was like, nothing new.
She was like,
he does
shit.
This every episode. Every guest, he does this.
Why? What is it? What am I missing?
Every guest, Lars has the person ask me when was the last time you cried.
Let me explain this probably for the last time because I don't want to keep doing this part for the listeners to keep tuning in. But basically, we had a guest on named Milk who was in a band, Rebel Revive. And at one point during the interview, he just point blank randomly asks Joe about the last time he cried. And
just because he likes making people uncomfortable. Another time at work, he walked by me as I was talking to a guest because we worked together. And he made a farting noise with his hands. Like he's like went like that, like squeezed them together or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady said something like, oh, and I was like, it was him. It was the man who walked by. He made the noise.
Sure, Joe.
And then that's what she said as well. Like, sure. And I was like, it was the, and then he's looking back and he's laughing. He walks away. And the lady,
you guys don't understand.
Yeah, so I just started a tradition after that because I just found it amusing to get all the guests to ask Joe, when was the last time you cried?
Anyway, it was today.
Why?
Really?
Yeah. I am not afraid to admit it. I love to cry. I am big on crying. Whenever there's a beautiful butterfly, there's a tear from my eye. A caterpillar on the street that narrowly avoids a collision, and I save it just in the nick of time from getting run over by a car, and I put it on a leaf, and I come back the next day, and it's a cocoon.
Speaking of this, there's another recurring gag on the Joe, which on the Joe on the show
on the Joe show.
Yeah, there's another recurring gag on the show that you haven't been here for, which is
Joe show.
Having to defend his heterosexuality quite a lot.
No, I used to do that. I don't do that anymore. It doesn't matter.
Oh,
Lars
okay.
would right. make insults at me. Like Joe's...
I wouldn't make insults. I would just make implications, and you would get really uncomfortable.
Not anymore.
Joe knows who he is.
Oh, you're out and proud.
No, okay. I'm not, there's nothing to be offended. Like if you called me gay, I'd be like, oh, that's, you know, even if I was, which I'm not, that's fine.
Oh. Yeah, that would be fine.
Yeah,
Joe,
exactly.
You're gay.
Yeah, Joe,
I'm
being
not,
gay shouldn't be an
I'm
insult.
Not, and if
she
I was,
superpower.
I'm not, and if I was, it'd be fine. Like, I'd be yeah. proud. I'd
Lars,
be proud to
you're
be gay.
Sounding a little hostile towards my community right now.
Blondes?
No, the queers, the LGBTQs.
Oh, okay.
We are big proponents of the LGBT plus community.
Yeah, the show is a very gay rights friendly program.
Yeah,
the show is. It's very gay rights friendly,
and so is the Joe.
It'd be kind of weird if it wasn't. Like,
I know
if it was hostile to that
in 2019.
Like,
yeah, because yeah. there's two gays on the show right now. So, yeah.
you and Randy.
I don't know why you're laughing, Joe.
Funny.
Yeah, it's not funny. It's real funny. Life, guys.
It's funny.
Yeah. Anyway, what were we talking about before this? We're talking
tangent.
About.
We just wanted to know when Joe cried.
Today. Oh, it was today.
What?
But about what?
Oh, because of a butterfly.
A beautiful butterfly flying by in the sky at night. So.
Aww, they're not
Wait,
usually
are you
out
doing the? Are you talking about the reading rainbow theme?
No, I made a poem because it was so beautiful.
Sky. Oh, okay.
There's a butterfly in the sky reading rainbow.
Oh my god, I didn't even catch that reference.
I wasn't doing a reference.
I don't think that was... Yeah, I just pulled it out because I
just made
it
a poem
today.
On the spot I'm because gonna, it was so inspirational.
You guys, I'm going to blow my nose. Hold on.
Can you mute?
No, I think you needed to hear that.
Oh god.
Now the audience will too.
I liked it better when this was the poop podcast.
Well, it kind of briefly was for a minute tonight.
I know.
So.
It made me happy. I love talking about poop. That's what Lars said to me earlier today. I disagree. I think it's gross.
Okay, Joe. Well, sure. Why not? Let's pretend that happened.
Let Joe have his moment.
Yeah.
Let me do my jokes.
I'm going to mute him so that he doesn't have to have any more.
No!
There we go. Now he's gone.
Oh my god, that was so easy.
Yeah, there's a mute function on this app which has come in handy a lot. I've made a recurring point of muting Joe. I'll let him back in.
Okay.
And now I've unmuted myself and muted Lars because I'm a moderator. Anyway, let's finish the episode without Lars really fast. Thanks for joining
thanks
us for another exciting episode. Alexis, thanks
yes.
for being on.
Thank you for having me.
All right, let's bring Lars back on. And I assume you don't want to end the episode quite yet. Well, let's... Lars?
Joe, you realize that I'm the administrator of this Discord and you can't actually mute. Like, that's not actually how that works.
No, I know. I was...
Oh, okay.
You could have unmuted yourself at any time.
Yeah.
It seemed
yeah.
like it kind of worked for a minute.
It was a gag.
Well, I let him have his moment.
It was pretty funny.
Oh. He gets so few.
Yeah, he really does. You're kind of a bully, so.
Hey. Yeah.
Kind of. I would say full on at this point towards Joe, but yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's okay. I don't mind. I need to be taken down a couple pegs.
Well, because this is just banter. I mean, it's not. This isn't really us.
At the end of the day, I'm not worthy
in real
of
life
friendship.
At all. Like, yeah.
Isn't it us, though?
Not.
This is so.
I would say the
show has become a fallacy. Like, I thought the best
did
part
about
this
was. Did you say
the
show has become a phallus?
All right, rewind.
Yeah. A rewind.
Here's an actual customer out here. What's the best kind of firework to buy?
Wouldn't you like to know, Weather Boy?
Where are your parents?
Oh, a fallacy.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mom.
Aw, hi, Wendy.
For referencing a phallus? She gave birth to you, you know, she's...
God, I can't include that.
Just bleep it out.
I know my mom is going to listen to this one in particular because it's going to have Alexis on it. And she's like,
oh, Wendy, I miss her.
Yeah.
Sorry,
well, come
Wendy.
Around, come hang out. I mean, we can.
Did she handle the breakup okay? I mean, what?
I didn't really tell her about it. I just kind of. Yeah, kind of did
my
thing.
Let me die.
Left it ambiguous.
I'm a guy. I don't really talk about my feelings and emotions.
with your mom anyway. You talk about it with me all the time. You're always like...
Yeah, I'm always like, oh, I don't have any.
Feelings. Where do I buy those?
At the same place you get your elbow grease.
Ooh.
It comes from the elbow everything. Of a cow.
Mm. Cows don't have elbows.
So it's definitely not vegan.
No, the elbow is vegan. It's from the vegan part of the cow.
Oh, I see.
If there's no meat, would that be technically vegan?
No, because people, like extreme vegans, don't even like honey.
Even though taking the honey from the comb is good for the bees because it gives them more places to put new honey. Otherwise, they'd run out of places to put their honey.
I don't know, man. Take it up with PETA. I'm not a part of that.
Did you say take it up with Petra?
What?
No, right, she said PETA, dude. Rewind.
No, we don't need to rewind. That was error, Joe.
So, you have any more bad date stories?
That wasn't enough for you people? You want me to suffer more?
No, I'm pretty stuffed on those, but I feel like so for the audience members who, used to tune into episodes where you were on them, I feel like we should give maybe one little last nugget.
Okay. Maybe we do one chapter of My Immortal.
No? That seems like a whole ordeal right now.
Hold on. Mm. I'm going to blow my nose again. Okay. Oh, my God, you guys. It's giving me so much.
Oh. Here's what you should do. When you take a shower, put it on the hottest setting and just gargle the hot water, and it'll loosen up the phlegm.
By the way, people listening to you on this episode are either going to be like, have their like entire attraction either like just like disappeared immediately
or one out of a hundred
is going to discover something very new about themselves tonight.
Yes.
What do you want to do? Do you want to toss like a hypothetical or what do you want to do, Joe? Do you want to do like a rhyming game or
we could do a rhyming?
I have a question for both of you. So
I already told you when the last time I cried was.
Yeah. Well, this guy messaged me and was like asking me if I would sell him pictures of my feet in different positions. Yeah. What do you think is a fair price for like a feet photo, like possibly hypothetically dipped in peanut butter? Like, what would you charge for that?
You have to go out and get the peanut butter?
Yeah, I mean, I have some, but it's like the chunky kind. I don't know how it's going to look on my feet, so I might want to get probably like a bad call. Yeah.
Are you going to ruin the jar?
Well, yeah.
So, and you have to get new peanut butter. You have to drive to the store. That's wear and tear on your car. That also costs you time.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you have to make a profit. And it should be an exorbitant price because this guy is asking like a really weird
I would
weird
say
favor.
Anything below $50 to $100 would be a ripoff.
I was going
to
say starting at $50, maybe more. At like least per picture. 50. Per picture.
At least, yeah.
Per picture.
Per picture. Yeah. Oh, wow, you guys should be my agents. Because I was thinking like,
oh, I thought this was
like
an
30.
Interview for that. I thought that's what we were doing.
I thought that's what I was auditioning.
You guys are going to represent my feet now.
Okay, I'll represent the right. Joe can do the left.
Thanks for joining us today. My name's Joe. I'm going to be a co-host of the first podcast, the official sponsor of Alexis's feet.
Hello. Goodbye.
That should be our cold open.
That's so weird. That's out of context.
But it was so right.
But you know when we finally get there after an hour and 3 minutes, the viewer will finally, the listener will finally just be like, oh, now I get it.
That's why they said that.
After being hopelessly confused and grossed out for like an
out?
Hour.
You know, some people are going to stick around just because of that.
One out of 100.
They're like, oh, we're new fans of the show now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, by the way, we didn't actually do the actual sponsor. We should probably get to that, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
I'm actually a customer of this company, by the way. Mint Mobile is our new sponsor, so welcome to them. Mint Mobile is a super affordable wireless company with plans that are starting at $15 a month, and you actually get all the benefits of having a subscription to T-Mobile.
What do you mean, all the benefits of T-Mobile?
Well, I mean that they're... What did you say? Well, it's basically they piggyback on T-Mobile, so they purchase the service in bulk and pass the savings along to you. So it's just it's a win for everyone at that point.
That sounds really great, and I'm sure Alexis would really like that.
Yeah, I would.
Thanks for being here again, Alexis.
You're welcome.
I mean, she's here. She can just do the impression, dude.
Yeah.
Whatever, let's just move on. So if people wanted to find out about the different subscription packages they have and how they can save a ridiculous amount of money, How would they do
that?
How
much money could they save? Like, what does one person...
$1 billion.
What does one person pay for...
No, it's a... Yeah, let's say that you're paying about $70 or $80 a month on your bill.
And that would go down to like 15, 20 maybe at the most.
The Mac Daddy plan that they have is only $38 a month. And that's if you...
That's half. That's less than half.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, I actually do recommend this product as a customer and as a person. They're great. I mean, I use it myself.
You have to be a fool not to do this. And you get access to the same network as T-Mobile?
Yeah, you're either a fool or you just forgot because you listened to this episode. And then
if you're listening right now, like if you're existing in the world and you want to make a good decision and save money on your telephone plan, your cellular telephone, go to mint.t1podcast.com. All right, let's get back to the episode. Yeah. Let's get back.
Okay.
So, why don't we
let's
have one final little segment.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, if we were going to do a hypothetical smitchation, Lars...
What was that?
Hypothetical smitchation? Sitchmation?
Just say it normal.
A hypothetical situation, all right?
Yeah, a hypothetical castration for Joe.
If we're going to do another hypothetical castration, maybe you should decide this one, because the last one I decided wasn't good enough.
Okay.
Remember? Last night? I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, you gave some terrible hypothetical questions to Flex Style.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And it was embarrassingly bad. Don't listen to the hypothetical questions, listener. They were just basic bitch.
Like, you know how
questions.
Joe's kind of waffling right
basic
now.
Basic bitch. let's put some syrup on him. Help him out.
Yeah. Would you?
I'll
please?
Dump my metaphorical syrup on you. Here.
You remember that time you dumped honey all over my face?
Yep. I do.
Is that what we're calling it now?
No, it really was like
literally.
Like, oh,
who's the gay one now?
Well, he's the one who's participating. I mean, he could have said, ugh.
It was delicious. It was delicious. It was literal honey.
Okay. So, like, Joe had some honey, like a bottle of honey out because he's weird. And
I was drinking it from the bottle earlier that night.
And then at one point, like, I realized, like, I could make him really messy by, like, squirt, like being like, oh, hey, Joe.
None of this is sounding better. Keep going. I really need to know how this goes.
Better?
Well, Lars just says, hey, Joe. Like, I was already leaning back, like, as if my head was in one of those washers at a salon. Like, that's how far back I was, like, stretching my neck.
He was really drunk. He thought he was at the salon, basically.
So, Lars holds the honey above my face, and I have I open my mouth, and he's going to put the honey inside.
Oh, God.
Lars, you want to finish the story?
Well, yeah. Apparently he already finished, but yeah, let's hear more about how that finished.
No, but really, basically, I was just like, oh, here, I'm going to pour some honey down. And then, like, I pretended like I was just doing it normally and being nice. And then I just proceeded to pour it all over his face.
just in an
up and down formation, like waving his arm back and forth.
It was like, I was really surprised the whole time that Joe, like, let me, like, vandalize his head with honey for, like,
and my shirt.
Vandalize. Let you graffiti all over the walls of his eyes. Oh my God.
My
Were your
hair.
Eyes closed?
It got in my hair. My eyes were not closed, but they didn't get in my eyes.
This is like a perfect analogy for something much more homoerotic, but it really was just like, we're not making a euphemism here.
It was
just
literally
like
honey that Lars put onto my face by like squeezing the bottle and it came out. And
oh my God. This just keeps sounding worse every second.
No, it was literal honey.
No, I swear.
It was literal honey that got all over my face and clothes.
And then you took a picture of it.
I took a picture of it. I can, like, of the I money can show shot. It to you, but I don't know.
The money shot. Oh, my God.
I showed it.
Sorry,
I
Mom.
Showed the, I told this story to my coworker the next day, this guy who, like, owns a motorcycle shop. And he's just like, I show him the picture and tell him the story. And he's just like, yeah, you wouldn't last one day in my shop.
Or in jail.
I guess so, you know.
Yeah, Joe, don't ever go to jail. You're going to have a hard time
sorry,
there.
Sorry, prison.
I think honey is so delicious. If a good friend of mine was feeding it to me from above, I wouldn't question it. I'd just be like, this is great. This is like...
This sounds so gay.
I'm like Caesar being fed grapes. Like someone's just feeding me grapes. I would allow that too. I'd be like, okay, these are yummy grapes. Like,
All right. Well, anyway. I feel really satisfied from this episode. I don't know about you guys, but
do you? That's good. I do. I feel like this is a good episode.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe this is a good place to what do you think, Laura? Is it a good place to end it?
Yeah, unless you have anything you want to like plug or promote, Alexis, or any last
final thoughts or any other date stories.
Oh, I'm sure I'll have one for you the next time I see you. Or next
time. You should come back on soon.
Oh, I would love to. I don't know. I'll have to talk to Lars about it. You'll have to let me know what he says.
Well, I'll more than likely be the arranger for that.
The go-between.
So, yeah.
And why? You know, why?
History repeats itself.
Yeah, if Lars doesn't want to talk to me anytime soon.
Yeah. All right, well, if you're... tuning in for the... Let me start.
Jesus, Joe. That was... Oh, my gosh. Okay.
That was funny. You should leave it in, though, just because it's humorous. Yeah.
That was something else. That was a floundering I've never seen before. Let me go ahead and do it. All right. So, this has been another episode of The First Podcast. My name is Lars, and with me, as always, is...
Are you saying
Diamond,
it like Dracula?
Joe.
Anyway, my name's Diamond Mine and Joe. And with me, as always, I have Dracula. Dracula.
Make it stop.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, follow us at T1 Podcast. If you enjoyed what you saw,
you want to just go to T1Podcast.com. It has all of our social media links.
T1Podcast.com. If you want to donate to the cause, we are on Patreon. It isn't free to run a operation like this. And if you want to contribute, it is a labor of love, and we'll love you forever.
You complained to me the other day that like we shouldn't use the term labor of love, and you're just like using it here.
It's the best we've got, so
I think we can do better.
I think so.
Next time we will. Next time we will.
And
but not
we're
this time.
Trying out this brand new thing where
did you just
we're
say drying
get,
out?
We're trying this thing out for as a new way to engage with the audience. If you go on Instagram and tag yourself in a tag us in a picture, like take a picture of a selfie or like something cool, whatever,
or just take a picture of us that you just
tag T1 Podcast and use the hashtag T1 Podcast or The First Podcast, and we'll give you a prize, a literal prize, something for free for just doing that. Just tag us and use that hashtag The First Podcast or T1 Podcast. And you see what you'll get for free. It's free. It's something cool.
Except for the price of the embarrassment you have to, pay for tagging this podcast in your selfie.
I think that was rude. I think that was a little uncalled for.
No. Did I say something mean? I'm sorry.
You said something naughty.
I'm going to chalk this up to you being ill and and not in your full capacity.
Yeah, she's out of her gourd right now, dude. That's
I'm high on Sudafedramine. You know what I mean?
Sure.
All right.
You say so.
What is that? What they're calling it? Are you sure?
That's
you didn't?
That's what they're calling Sudafed these days. All right, guys.
Sudafed. Do you have to show your driver's license to get that? Prove that you're over 16.
I think you have to be over 18, don't you?
Hey, 18. Oh, it's a Schedule 1 now.
I don't even know. Sudafed.
Were you gonna
add it in my cabinet?
How many boxes did you buy at a time?
They only let you buy one.
Well, that was the limit? Just the one bottle of Sudafed?
So you sound really aggressive right now.
turns out to be an intervention. I didn't know. You guys are sitting outside my door and you walk in asking me if I'm going to accept help.
How do you take the Sudafed? You drink it? Is it a pill? You crush it? You snort it? You boil it?
I can barely get the mucus out of my nose. I'm not snorting anything. Come on.
Maybe it'll help.
Maybe.
Maybe you snort a little Coca-Cola.
I'm washing my hands of that, but
let's have Alexis sign us off now.
Yeah, instead of Joe the drug pusher, let's let Alexis sign us off.
Yeah, Jesus. Well, thank you everyone for joining us on this magical episode of The First Podcast. I am Alexis, and I am the ghost of myself because of my sinus infection. With me, as always, is Lars and Joe. And it's been real, guys. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it.
Thanks for coming on the podcast.
We're supposed to have a funny outro here, but I guess we failed to deliver.
Sorry about that.